Good morning and welcome to a brand new segment right here on 1FM 91.3. Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital Singapore.
And the theme for today is Get Your Heart Racing, just in time for the Singapore Grand Prix. We want you to stay tuned to find out why it's not a race to the finish line, but a marathon when it comes to your health. And we have with us, first of all, a cardiologist from Glen Eagles Hospital Singapore, Dr. Reginald Liu. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me here.
Now, Dr. Liu, do you have any advice for our listeners who are in their 30s and 40s, who are just getting started on their fitness journey?
First of all, I think it's great when people say to me they want to start regular exercise. Exercise is good for the overall health, for blood pressure, losing weight, general well-being. But at the same time, we have to be very careful. If you're not used to regular exercise or have other risk factors or history of heart problem, then it's wise to have a checkup before you actually start regular exercise.
So for this checkup, do I need to go to a cardiologist? Can I go to my GP? Or all of us wear these fitness trackers? Is that enough?
I think it partly depends on the person. So fitness trackers are a good guide to your general heart range when you exercise, but it's not good enough from a medical point of view. So for some people who have risk factors like diabetes or high blood pressure or smoke, or who lead very stressful lives, they may not sleep well or have a lot of stress at work, I would say it's better to see their GP first. Have simple things like blood pressure check their cholesterol and check for diabetes. And of course, if the GP picks up anything abnormal, then the GP may want to refer to a specialist.
That's right. So what actually happens to your heart when you exercise?
Yeah. So when you exercise, you're putting pressure in your heart. You're increasing your adrenaline, making your heart work faster and also beat more strongly. So in the short term, it puts strain on your heart, which can potentially be dangerous if there's any underlying pre-existing heart problem, like a severe narrowing of the blood vessel or the heart muscle is already weak. That actually can be dangerous. But over long term, actually as the heart adapts and trains, it actually improves the heart function, it improves the blood pressure. So it has long-term benefit. But of course, we must make sure it's safe to exercise first.
Thank you, Dr. Liu. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Dr. Liu about fad diets.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Good times.
Greatest hits.
1FM 91.3.
Welcome back to Health Sense on 1FM 91.3, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital Singapore.
And today we have with us cardiologist Dr. Reginald Liu.
This question I've been wanting to ask a doctor for the longest time, because the keto diet is now very much in fashion. Is it a good idea to go on the keto diet?
As a cardiologist and seeing people with heart disease, I don't recommend the keto diet because from our perspective, we want people to have a good heart health. We want them to reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke. The keto diet hasn't been shown to do that.
Right.
Keto diets, I think, are good to reduce the weight. Some people, it does work. When people take a keto diet, they can reduce weight quite quickly in a short period of time. But to me, the main issue is sustaining that.
Yeah.
It's very hard to keep a keto diet for many years and keep the weight down.
Yeah.
In my view, better to take the standard recommended sort of Mediterranean diet, where you have more vegetables, more fish, less red meats, less oily food. That can be sustained long-term for a good long-term eating habit.
Well, this is what my wife says. It's not about going on a diet. It's about going on a lifestyle change.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's keto is a hard lifestyle change.
That's really a scary thing.
There's so many fad diets out there.
Yeah.
You know, and people are just going with those diets without really understanding what it is.
So I understand where I am from a person who has a heart condition, but someone who doesn't have a heart condition, what would be an optimal heart rate?
Mm. So again, it depends on the level of training of that person and their baseline heart rate. In fact, your baseline heart rate is genetically determined. So there are some people who might be relatively fit that just have a slightly higher heart rate anyway. It's a bit like height and weight. There is a genetic component to that. So I would say that if one doesn't have a heart condition, you should aim to increase your heart rate and sustain it to about 85% of your maximum predicted heart rate. You can calculate your maximum predicted heart rate very basically from 220 minus your age And so 85% of that. So if you're 40 years old, your maximum predicted heart rate will be about 180, 320 minus 40. So aim for about 85% of 180. Okay. And the key is to try to sustain that for about 20 or 30 minutes when you exercise, not just reach that and then stop exercising.
Stop exercising. Yeah. Right.
Thank you, Dr. Liu. We're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll talk to Dr. Liu about carbohydrate consumption.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Good times.
Greatest hits.
1FM 91.3.
Welcome back to Health Sense on 1FM 91.3, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore.
And today we have with us cardiologist Dr. Reginald Liu.
Now, Dr. Liu, there are a few questions on Facebook right now. I've got a question here from Danny, who says, hi, doctor, should I avoid carbs completely?
Mm, thank you, Danny. So I think again, that goes back to the keto diet question. I would say carbohydrates are still an important part of a balanced diet, but I would say it's good to reduce carbohydrate intake because carbohydrates in excess get turned to sugar, and that sugar and glucose can also increase risk of obesity and diabetes. So I would say reduce carbs, but not avoid completely, unless you're very, very keen to try the keto diet, which as a cardiologist, I wouldn't recommend.
Okay. Interesting. But how much is too much? Let me give you an example, doctor. I wake up in the morning, I have a small bowl of oats, right? That's carbs, right? Yep. And then for lunch, I have a salad with croutons. Mm-hmm. And then in the evening, I have a bowl of rice. And I love white rice. Mm-hmm. Is that too much?
I would say that sounds like a good amount for someone your age group and your weight.
If I have two bowls of white rice?
Yeah, so again,
trying to get people, aren't you?
Is white rice better than brown rice?
Brown rice is better with fiber and other benefits.
Right.
But the amount of carbohydrate really depends on the person's weight, you know, what their body metabolism is. I think to do that, one has to look at your ideal weight, what you're aiming for. So if you're overweight based on your body mass index, you should reduce your carbohydrate. If you're underweight or normal weight, you could take what you're currently taking as long as it's a healthy, balanced diet. So it depends on your actual situation.
Okay. So if a person works out a lot, he has to naturally take more carbs.
Yeah, you need more energy, you need more carbohydrate. But the key is to keep your weight stable at the healthy, recommended weights.
Because I have a friend who's working out really hard, he's trying to lose weight. So he's working out really hard, but he's cut out his carbs completely.
Yeah. So in effect,
he's in a bad mood all the time.
In my view, it's bad long term. Right. It might work short term to reduce their weight, but you don't want to starve your body to the extent that you start to lose muscle mass because you're not eating the right diet.
Right. All right. We've been talking to Dr. Reginald Liu, a cardiologist with Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore, about your heart.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Good times.
Greatest hits.
1FM 91.3.